You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome back onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. A question from Joe today, and we haven't spoken about math for a while on the podcast. We went through a phase, I think, towards the end of last year where there were lots of math questions. We've got one today from Joe. Joe said he did his first math training run on trails today. It went fine. Had to be more attentive to the heart rate because of the hills, etc. But though the pace was slower, I was able to regulate my heart rate. Also, it seems less slow than on the road just because the trail is often slower. Question, does it make a difference if you do your math training on the trail or the roads? I know there is a difference in leg muscles and all that's involved, but for the math concept, what difference is there?
No, so for the math concept, absolutely not, because really what we're trying to do is keep the heart rate at a point where you're continuously being physiologically challenged in the right area. So from that point of view, it's actually a really good way to go about it. I would say, though, that doing extreme trails, like you know, we're talking about 1,000 vertical meters in a 12K run, for example. I don't want to say it's counterproductive, but then you're not going to be able to keep your heart rate actually where it needs to be, because on the ups, to run is damn near impossible. So you then are forced into walking, and although it's tough and you're breathing hard, the heart rate still doesn't quite go to where it needs to go. And then obviously on the down, it's impossible to keep the heart rate there. So yes, I think from the sounds of things, where Joe is training and the nature of the terrain and the profile of the terrain around him, this is an exceptionally good way for him to train the math and really get the physiology being taxed in a way that we'd like it. Just be careful not to select too tough a route.
Let me throw a curveball in there. What about the math test? Can you do the math test on a trail? Obviously, you want it the same route, the same time, same that sort of thing. Is the test doable on trail?
I wouldn't. And I wouldn't do it for a number of reasons. The first being that it would be very difficult to accurately measure out your 1 kilometer markings on the trail. And we won't. Part of the repeatability is we want the exact same thing. So I do not like using or relying on GPS data to tell me when a kilometer is up. So for me, I prefer that being on a very flat piece of road with or track, actually. But if you're on a flat road with accurately marked 1K marks, so that we are then comparing exactly the same test, there are always going to be differences. I mean, the weather this Tuesday is not going to be the same as the weather in 4 Tuesdays' time. But we want to regulate and control everything that we can control. In the absence of any other options, then yes, I would just always do it on exactly the same route, because then we can compare the overall picture. In the initial stages, I just feel like as soon as you're using GPS, that 10% error rate that you get from the GPS can often mask any improvement that you're getting. However, if we know we start and finish at exactly the same place, if we're improving on math, that route is going to be slightly quicker than the route was the week before.
Absolutely. So there we go. I hope that helps. Lindsay, as always, thanks for your time here on the Ask Coach Parry podcast.
Absolute pleasure, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad here. Before I go, if you're coming back from an injury or if you're just starting out running and are looking for a sensible training plan to get you on track, then our math training plans are exactly what you need. You can get access to them as well as our team of expert coaches in the Coach Parry Training Club right now. To join the club, simply head over to coachparry.com/club or click the link in your podcast player now.